Wigan Infirmary Standish Ward on a busy Wednesday morning.
Standish Ward, Infirmary speaking.
Almost every bed here is occupied by an elderly woman. What are known as the frail elderly make up the vast majority of those who are admitted to the hospital. But admitting them is one thing, getting them discharged and home is quite another.
I'll give you an example. Today we've got 31 delayed, which is a full ward of patients that are medically fit to leave hospital.
31 different people?
31 different people, yeah.
Nurse Karen Atkinson runs a team that tries to ensure patients are discharged as soon as it's safe to do so. The technical term is medically fit for discharge. That means patients might still need looking after, just not with the high levels of care found in a hospital.
This care can be provided in one of our community beds, but at the moment we only have five community beds which are attached to the hospital. At the moment those beds are full, so the patients do remain in hospital.
When you're trying to discharge someone from the hospital and you run into these kind of problems about shortage of beds, for example, how much of that is within the hospital's power to solve?
It's not within the hospital's power to solve at all. There's lack of beds out there for patients and relatives to look for. At the moment, unless we build other homes, then we're not going to get these patients out.
So now I'm on Shevington Ward, where most of the patients are elderly women, and I'm about to meet Beryl Thornton, who's 82 and was admitted to hospital on the 2nd of January, more than a month ago. Not surprisingly, she's desperate to get home.
I just wish that they'd get things moved and pull the finger out.
It must be very frustrating for you if you think you're
very
well enough.
Frustrating. When they know I'm ready to go home. I've got a bed in the lounge ready to move into.
And of course, I mean, you know, you'd much rather be at home, I guess.
Oh, definitely. Could do more at home than I can do laid here like cheese at Forbes. And you're better in your own bed anyway.
Of course, yeah. So what's the issue with Beryl? Why is it so difficult to get her home?
The difficulty with trying to get Beryl home now is trying to get appropriate equipment in place for Beryl to return home, get social care to put in their package of care to meet her needs when she gets home. So therefore, these are the problems that we encounter every day. There is no consistency. And how each local organisation from health and social care work. So therefore we have difficulty trying to get people repatriated back to their own area.
Almost every hospital trust is struggling with delays in discharging patients, particularly those older patients like Beryl coping with complex health problems. In the emergency department, it's a relatively quiet morning. A good thing too, considering how full the wards are with patients still to be discharged. As Dr. Kurotelane Zaidi explains, the consequences of delays in sending patients home are felt most in A&E.
What happens is we develop over here what is known as an exit block. For the patient, most importantly, they get frustrated waiting to be seen because there are no beds available in the emergency department because we've not been able to continue our patient flow.
This is one reason why, for months now, accident and emergency departments across the UK have struggled to meet the four-hour target for treating patients. The team at Wigan is trying to coordinate with local councils, social services, care home operators and charities to ensure patients can be discharged as soon as possible, but it's fiercely complicated. Meanwhile, 82-year-old Beryl Thornton is frustrated by the knowledge that she's well enough to leave and yet is stuck.
I'm not doing any good here anyway, so I might want this bed, whereas I can be at home in my own bed. And comfortable.
And surrounded by your own
friends and neighbours, but not here. Somebody wants this bed and I don't want it.